Holiday Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar, mark your calendars. Bake sale and open house will be Saturday and Sunday, December 3rd and 4th. So that's up on the website.
What's this one again?
Meow's Holiday Craft Bazaar, bake sale and open house. That's coming up in December.
Wow, they're very active, this group. That's nice.
They've had a windfall here of events coming up. And then remember that if you want to see the best safety invention for dogs, the Breeze Guard screens for your cars, you're running out of time. They'll be at the Saturday market in Redmond up until, they will not be there the last Saturday of October, but they'll be up there every Saturday and just up until the last Sunday of October. They're there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Mark your calendars. It's the 14th annual Black Cat Ball will be Saturday, October 22nd at the Maidenbauer Center in Bellevue. And that's the annual fundraiser for Perfect Pals Cat Rescue up in Arlington. That's a great event. And, oh, last day today, the Humane Society in Factoria, right spitting distance from us here, they just at the last minute, and who knows, they just got a burr under their saddle or something to do something good, and they waived all adoption fees for all animals this weekend. So today is the last day you can adopt an animal at Seattle Humane for free, and it is going on today until 6 p.m., I think, and... why didn't I put that on the page? I better find it here in my pile of stuff, because I know I've got it right here. Let me see what the hours are today, so I do not mislead you. And October 7th through 9. And what are the hours, does it say? Adopt a cat and dog. And there's free stuff. There's a raffle for prizes, pet portrait session, you get a free training class with dogs, and 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. So 11 till 6 p.m. today, you can adopt an animal for free at Seattle Humane. Today's the last day.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, so there you go. That wraps up current events. Oh, except to tell you that next week, oh, Robin, you'll like this. I decided I wanted to just have a fun Sunday and just chat. So we are going to catch up with our fascinating ladies from the high desert in Arizona.
Oh.
Dee and Willa Soul Spa members will be joining us. They successfully survived fire season this Sunday. Now find out how they're doing in the heavy winds and high rains. And we'll be talking homesteading and all kinds of animals. And since both of them are former radio talk show hosts and animal trainers, we'll have open phone lines so we can take your questions. So I hope you'll join us next week for that. All right.
Oh.
Let's go ahead and wrap up this hour, turn it right around, and then we will come back and finishing up the update of My Boys Are Back, the Ping and Pong story, and let you know about all the doo-doo-doo-doo stuff that's happened since last month. Stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
The preceding hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World was brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KLCK, FM 98.9, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 a.m. or 98.9 HD3 or conscioustalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs and prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
Call into Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis Wednesdays at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern Time for your free on-air readings. Robin uses her ability as a karma specialist, medical intuitive, and metaphysical healer to assist you in removing blockages so you can experience life more fully. She's a medium who can talk to your spirit guides and angels. And check out Robin's Soul Spa at robinalexis.com.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Martha Norwalk, welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Tune us in on the radio dial. Tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world. Best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Live again, and that will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And let me give you some contact information if you need to get a hold of us here on Animal World. The call-in phone numbers, local number is 425-373-5527. Toll-free is 888-298-5569. You can shoot us an email while we're on the air to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Otherwise, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. You can email me through the website. You can submit current events via email through the website. And if you need me as a behavior therapist and trainer, that's, of course, what I do to earn a living. When I'm not here doing radio, it's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. Otherwise, I work with you, preferably in your home, with your animal friends, or over the phone. And to get a hold of me, to chat with me about what's going on with your animal friends, or schedule a session, call me at 360-217-7258. It is the second Sunday of October, which means Robin and Martha Sunday, so Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis is here, and she's got a hot deal going on. We still got one-on-ones left, Robin?
We do. If you call 310-691-6357 before noon today, that's 310-691-6357, or email us at robin@robinalexis.com. We are offering just a handful of 101 readings for $159.
All right, so you can also email robin@robinalexis.com. Cool.
This is a very special offer for the Animal World audience.
Yeah, hot deal, hot deal. All right, and also remember, I write a regular column for the New Spirit Journal. And you can pick that up at a lot of free locations around the area here, or read it online at www.newspiritjournal.com. And I'm starting a new series as of next month. I'm going to be telling you everything you need to know about how to prepare your animal friends for babies. So it's kind of like metaphysical mothering for animals.
I love it.
For dogs and cats, and getting them ready for babies coming into the family. And also I'm going to cover What do you do if you've already got kids and animals and the animals are biting or scratching the kids? Can you still retrieve the situation? And the answer is yes, and I'm going to tell you how to do all that stuff. So look forward to that. Okay. Let's see. We're back to ping and pong. And man, what a month it has been. So after the show last month, I've got a Ping and Ponger home, and I'm calling them Ping Scooty and Pong Jilpy, and they're just cute as can be. But they both have upper respiratory viruses, and within a few days of them coming in and their upper respiratory viruses, then G-Man and Sophie started picking up stuff, and it was just really touch and go with them for a while. Now, Ping, although he was sneezing and had the upper respiratory virus, he wasn't horrible. But little Pong, he was the youngest and the smallest, and he seemed to be the most affected. And, he would get better for a day or so, and then all of a sudden he'd crash, and he'd get real congested. And the problem with cats, when they get an upper respiratory virus and they get congested in their nose and so forth, then they can't smell, and it's the smell that motivates them to eat. And when they're that tiny and they won't eat, they can deteriorate really fast. So let me tell you, my mommy heart was like really taxed and stressed going through all of this with them. And all of my friend Robin was helping with healing and communication, and Aunt Krista was helping, and a lot of healing and all of that going on. But it was up and down and up and down. And then I was experiencing some weird stuff. Then Sophie got sick, and she was acting really weird, and her behavior was changing, and it was really strange. And then little Pong, I would look at him, and he'd be sitting there, and like his eyes would glass over, and it was like the lights are on, but nobody's home. And it was reminding me very much of when Sophie was young, and when the soul vibration would switch out from Mohaka to Jilpy. There'd be that brief period of time where the eyes would glass over and the lights were on when nobody was home. And I was trying to figure out what on earth was going on. And so both Sophie and Pong, not only did they have the upper respiratory virus, but one of their eyes got really weepy. And it started out as a watery eye, and then they got a mucousy discharge, and then their eye got kind of winky, they couldn't really open it up. And it was really kind of getting dicey. And when I tuned in, I was trying to figure out what the heck was going on. And I felt different souls and some switching around, and I was getting really confused. And then I got this little teeny voice in my head that said, I want to be with you too. I want to be back with you too. And I thought all I could think about was, remember when I told you the original story, when Scooty and Jilpy told me they found bodies, those bodies had other souls in them. They were already born and were a few months old. And then once I decided I was going to get them, then they switched out. And if you heard the story, and you can go back and listen to the archives to get all the details, the second Sunday of September, Robin and I determined one of the souls that was in Ping's body went right back to spirit and was going to come back again in another, kitten body the next time around. The soul that was in Pong's body, who we called, the breeder called Chico, that's when we, Robin, you and I both learned something, because this soul told us his sole purpose was to hold bodies for other souls.
Yes.
He did walk-in experience. So he lifted out of the Pong body so Jilpy could come in. But and that's what he did, he said. So when I heard that little voice, I want to be with you too. I want to be back with you too. My mind interpreted that. I thought, well, gosh, maybe that cute little, you know, bouncy soul, little Chico, maybe he liked me so much, he wants to be with me too. So I called up Robin, say, you know, you got to tune into this and tell me what the heck is going on. And I kind of told her with that voice I had heard, and she tuned in. And Robin, you could feel souls bouncing around too, mm-hmm. in and out of everybody. And then you tried to buy what I was saying. Well, you know, is it like Chico or Nico, are those souls that they want to be with me too? What's this all about? And you tried to go that direction with me, but that wasn't working. And then all of a sudden I get, so I think, I don't know, when we were talking, what did we do? We asked, who is this? Mm-hmm. Or what's going on? And then all of a sudden, I got the picture in my mind. And I got to tell you, this just blew me away. Now, I think I mentioned in the September show, I told you when I originally fell in love with ruddy Abyssinians. My first ruddy Abyssinian, I named Buzz Around the House, Buzzy. And I got him because I was working at Green Lake Animal Hospital and with Dr. Dice at the Animal Eye Clinic. And this particular ruddy Abyssinian was like a year old, and he had a herpes infection in his eye. And the breeders were bringing him in to Dr. Dice at the Animal Eye Clinic, and they couldn't fix the eye. So he couldn't be shown anymore. So because he couldn't be shown, then they couldn't breed him. So the breeder said, we'll give him to you if you'll take care of the eye. I said, I'll take him, because he was such an incredible cat. And I couldn't believe this ruddy Abyssinian. I wanted him so bad. Anyway, so I adopted him, and he had such a great motor that I named him Buzzy. And then we called him Buzz Around the House, was his official name, and Buzzy was his name. But once he was mine, they had thought at that time that his eye was going to have to be removed. But then Dr. Dice said, well, now that he belongs to you, Martha, we'll experiment. And he did some experimental medication and surgery, and we ended up saving the eye, but he lost his vision in it, and the eyelid was a little deformed, so he had one eye that was always like winking, and he couldn't see out of it. Well, so, fast forward to now, Robin and I are trying to figure out what's going on. I say, who are you? And immediately, right in my third eye, I see Buzzy. And I burst into tears, and oh my gosh, it's my Buzzy, it's a Buzz Around. Well, then the flood of communication comes in. And what I think I told you, when I told you my Abyssinian story before, when I had ordered Scooty, my second, because Buzzy had passed away, it had been a few years, I decided I wanted another ruddy, I found a breeder, I ordered Scooty, I told the breeder to start calling him Buzzy because I had hoped that the Buzzy soul would come back to me. But I was told in a meditation, before I picked him up, what I got from the masters in my meditation was, dear one, this is not Buzzy returning to you. This is a new soul to you. You will call him Scooter. I remember telling that story in September. Anyway, so I assumed at that point that Buzzy and I were done. Buzzy wasn't coming back. We had had a great lifetime together, but Buzzy'd moved on. It didn't even occur to me that Buzzy was around, but I have to tell you now, hindsight being 2020, and this whole process of getting ready for Scooty and Jilpy coming back and looking for ruddy Abyssinians, I kept remembering Buzzy. And so I just thought I was remembering Buzzy. I wasn't even going there. But now I'm talking to Robin. I got Buzzy in my head. And Buzzy's saying, hey, you didn't tell me you were getting more ruddy Abyssinians. And now that you are, I should be one of them. I want to come back. And then, Robin, you helped. What we figured out was that Buzzy was wanting to be either Ping or Pong. And that so he was, because Jilpy and Mohaka were bouncing in and out of Sophie's body that first year of hers. Sophie thought since she let Jilpy into her body, she should let Buzzy in. So he was bouncing in and out of Sophie's body, and he was bouncing in and out of Pong's body. So all of their energy was weakened. We had this bouncing soul stuff going on. Well, then at that point, we communicated with her. And first of all, Rob, we told Sophie that she didn't have to be letting any other souls into her body, that it was her body now and she got to keep that. and then we told Pong that he also didn't need to let Buzzy in and that he could just be Pong. And then we talked to Buzzy, and Buzzy said he really wanted to come back. So I figured, well, we know that the breeder, you know, who's only 30 minutes away, had another cat that was already pregnant by the same father as Ping and Pong. So I asked Buzzy, how about, would you like to come back as one of those kittens and I'll get another ruddy Abyssinian when those kittens are born? He said, yes!
Yes.
Happy camper! So guess what, folks? Buzzy's coming back. So he isn't born yet, but he's already reserved, and he's already told us that he wants to be Buzzy again. And the biggest, the loudest, the most consistent motor in a male ruddy suit that comes out of this mom is going to be Buzzy. So how about that? I'm going to be a mom again. Buzzy's coming back. Now, at the time Robin and I had this discussion and we figured out all of these details, Pong was pretty sick. And he had an eye that wouldn't open and he was really crashed in his energy. As soon as we worked this out with Buzzy and got Buzzy out of them, it was like I hung up the phone. And before I could even get to the room to check on them, Pong was up, he came running out, his eye was all better, and he was much stronger. And it was like, holy mackerel, what a confirmation that was. And that winky eye business in both Sophie and Pong was because of that Buzzy soul bouncing in and out. So it had nothing to do with Chico or the other souls. It was my buzz around wanting to come back. I'm still amazed at that whole part of the story, Robin.
Well, and I have experienced now firsthand the shifting of energy just being on the telephone with you. You know, you would often, you know, give me feedback for what was going on with your animals. But in this past month, I've actually experienced my calling out to you and then you helping me in instantaneously feeling better. So through this whole experience with these animals, like you said, we're learning so much about what does the soul go through as it comes back into animal form, and what is experiencing when it's in animal form again as far as communication with other souls, which we're discovering that animals do, and then the pathways for them to come back in. And it does seem to shape shift time in the sense of what you might anticipate something taking a long time to heal within seconds or minutes or half an hour to an hour. You're noticing huge shifts. It's amazing.
Right. So speaking of that, what souls go through in reincarnating and what it's all like and all of that sort of thing, another big lesson. This is the second do. So everybody starts to get better, and we're doing better, and all the cats are healing. And we probably go through a couple weeks where we're getting better, but these viruses take a long, long time to get out. And some of the antiviral supplements and so forth, like from Dr. Bill, the transfer factor and that kind of stuff, they don't taste good. And when you're dealing with ruddy Abyssinians, it's so hard to get them to eat something in their food. And I haven't been able to get this stuff down them enough. And so forth. Now they're growing like little weeds and they work great, look great, but still having some problems with this upper respiratory virus. Although Ping's doing much better than Pong, and Sophie is recovering now. But then G-Man, you know, my 14-year-old. Oh. I guess there's three doo-doo-doo-doos. This is the second
one.
There's two more to come. Here's the second one. All right, so now G-Man is getting sick. And all of a sudden, I realize with him, it hits me like a brick wall, that remember, y'all know Dr. Al Plechner and the Plechner syndrome, the endocrine immune imbalance, and G-Man has had that all of his life, and he's been on the Plechner protocol for years, and that's why he's 14 years old and has lived this long. Well, and with all of this with the boys and everything going on, I missed signs that G-Man was not getting enough medication or he was malabsorbing his medication. And by the time I realized there was a problem, G-Man was in trouble. So I rushed him up to Dr. Bill and got him an injection, got him back on, you know, spiffed up the protocol and all of this kind of stuff. But he was really touch and go for a while. Well, so I tune into him, and I'm feeling like he's getting ready to leave his body. So once again, you know, I want to confirm all of this. So get Robin on the phone, and she tunes in, and old G-Man's telling us that he's watching Ping and Pong bounce around, and he wants one of these new hot little bodies. First of all, he said he was mad because he knew that Scooty and Jilpy were coming back, and he signed up for them to come back, but he didn't know this Buzz Around character, and he wasn't happy about another kitten coming in. He wasn't happy about this Buzz Around, but as long as this Buzzy was coming back, he wanted a new hot body too, so he was going to leave his body and was giving me warning that he would leave in the next few months, so that he could come back and be a kitten with Buzz Around and I'd get two more kittens. Does that kind of sum that one up, Robin?
Oh, yes. He was definitely negotiating with you. He was communicating to you very clearly about how he felt that he needed to speak up, and he did.
Well, as soon as he said that to me, that he was going to leave his body, I'll tell you what, my heart just broke. I was immediately in tears. And because I've realized now, I mean, it's wonderful to know that it's only the physical body that dies and the soul is eternal and they can come back to you. But when they do come back, I got to tell you, folks, it is different. You only get this one life, the lifetime you're in, you only get that once, and you only get that physical body once. And it just broke my heart. But on the other hand, I'm remembering what I've learned spiritually. It's a free will choice zone. And I'm thinking, well, gosh, if this is what he really wants to do, then maybe I just need to accept it. So I'm saying, this is just gonna really hard for me, G. And he's saying, well, I'm giving you plenty of warning. It's going to be a few months. And I'm simply, I don't know if that's enough. And then he's saying, well, and since I don't know this Buzz Around, what better way for me to get to know him than if I go into the womb with him and come out as his brother? I'm saying, well, okay, that sort of makes sense. But it's still breaking my heart. I don't like this at all. But so anyway, kind of leave it with, well, all right, let me kind of digest this for a while. Well, still didn't sit well with me. So I at this point, Robin, that's when I talked to my friend Krista. Mm-hmm. You know, and Krista, of course, remember Krista? When Mohawk the porcupine told me he was coming back and I didn't tell anybody, it was Krista the next day that came and said, I had this meditation and Mohawk says he's coming back. So Krista and I have been spiritual friends for many, many years, and I often go to Krista for help and guidance and confirmation and that kind of stuff. But anyway, so I told Krista the story, and bless her heart, she said, Martha, sometimes God says no, sometimes moms have to say no. This is not acceptable. You go home and tell him no, that he can't leave right now, that's not fair to you. He's being selfish, and that you don't need another heartbreak like this, and that he should, that he can live out this life he's intended to leave, and leave when it's time to leave and not ahead of time, and you just need to put your foot down and tell him no. So I said, yeah, okay, that works for me. So home I went, and I had a talk with G-Man, and I said, this is just not acceptable. And then so I had a long talk with G-Man about, how different it would be that he couldn't as a G-man at 14 years old, he's King G. He gets to be the number one cat and all the privileges. But if he leaves this body and comes back as a kitten, he's going to be low man on the totem pole. He doesn't get to be King G anymore. And that it won't be the same body. And I told him how much I love him just the way he is, and that, you know, he's my snuggle in the bed cat. And these kittens, it's going to be years before they can do that. And anyway, so I gave him the best phone's ringing, Gary. Giving him the best sales pitch I could for staying and all the reasons why I loved him, and then also about how hard it would be for me and that my heart can't take saying goodbye to him right now, and I really would like him to reconsider, and that I was saying no, that I wanted him to stay, and besides that we needed his mature, calm energy to balance these peel them off the wall brand ping and pong models. We needed his energy. So anyway, I came all the ants, all the reasons, all the stuff that I could come up with as to why G should stay, and especially how difficult it would be for me. Well, he was pretty chagrined for a few days and was kind of being a little on the guilty side. I'm sorry, Mom, I didn't realize, and all of this. And then okay, he said, you know, that he would say, and then I think, Robin, I had you tune in to see what he had to say. Oh, I also told him, I said, you know, you don't have to, you know, leave and come back with Buzzy. You know, you stay as long as you can. And now that we have a breeder and she's close, when it is time for you to leave, you can come back in another Abyssinian suit because, that won't be a problem. And I think, Robin, when you tuned into him the next time, do you remember the first thing he said to you?
No, what did he say?
The first thing he said to you was, Robin, I don't have to come back with Buzzy this time. I can come back whenever I want to.
Oh, that's right.
Do you remember
that? I do. And I remember that you had communication with him, and then when he would speak before you and I had spoken, it would confirm what you'd been hearing from
him.
Right.
And he told you, I know now I don't have to come back with Buzzy. I can stay as long as I want and then come back.
Yeah, it wasn't a now or never thing.
Right. So isn't that, it was interesting to find out that he was thinking this was his only opportunity to come back with a new hot little body. So at any rate, we think now, everything seems to be stable now. G-Man has pulled out of his crash. He's back on his Plekner protein. He had a couple of injections. He's back on oral meds now. He had a healing crisis through all of this, but he seems to be doing really, really good now. And he's back. He's in the covers, under the covers with me every night now, motoring and snuggling. He's got all his privileges. He's being King G. Now, I still see him from time to time. I see him watching Ping and Pong, and he kind of looks at me with those big G-man eyes and says, I really want to run and play with him, Mom, but I can't. And so I've realized that I too will lighten up, and if his body really does get worn out, I will understand so that he can turn around. But so we're working on him staying, and he's working on getting healthy enough so he can happily stay, and that seems to all be worked out.
Talk about conscious living and conscious choice. I mean, I just love the soul communication that you have with your animals.
Well,
and it doesn't matter whether they're in form or out of form, you stay consistent in that everlasting strand of communication and soul recognition. It's just beautiful, Martha.
Well, thank you. But guess what? There's one more big lesson, folks. This was not the end of it. There's one more do thing. And thank goodness, another one we needed Aunt Krista's help with. So let's take care of our advertisers.
This is a really good one.
Yeah, this is the last one, and in the story up to date. So we'll be up to date with this one. But let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because without them, there's no us. I couldn't tell you all these stories without them. So stay with us. Animal World continues. More of Ping and Pong and G-Man right after this. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Visit Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Avenue in Marysville. You can give them a call at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Manson Mitchell welcomes John Schuster, who claims that living in the now includes harnessing the power of your past.
Then Heidi Harrison is back to talk about finding your own mediumship. It's a guided journey, and Heidi gives us the inside story.
And when there are angels all around, you know that Deborah Wilson is in the house, and Deborah, as always, will take your calls.
That's Manson Mitchell in the morning at 10, followed by the Gary Mann Show at 11 Pacific.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
Massage is good for everyone, including your pets.
Learn animal massage close to home at the Northwest School of Animal Massage. The Northwest School of Animal Massage offers a full schedule of classes, including massage for canines, small and large animal certification, and equine ligament therapy.
For more information, go to NWSAM.com or call 877-836-3703. Locally, call 425-222-3703. That's 425-222-3703.
Join their Facebook page for exciting announcements and the latest class updates.
The latest must-have for dog owners is a custom-made Breeze Guard, a powder-coated welded wire mesh screen that quickly and easily fits into your car's windows. Breeze Guards keeps your dog in the car with the windows open, keeps strangers' hands out of the vehicle, and gives you peace of mind that your dog is safe and happy in your car, parked or moving. Go to MuttManagers.com for complete product details and information on ordering Breeze Guards. Your dog will love you for this. Check out MuttManagers.com.
Are you worthy of being happy? Oprah Winfrey says worthiness is your birthright. You are worthy of being happy. Robin Alexis would be privileged to assist you to embrace your worthiness and help you get and maintain a happy life again. You are invited to post in Robin's private online soul spa forums and share with others what inhibits you from feeling worthy to live a happy life. Soul Spa members, people like you, have signed confidentiality agreements to keep all the communication that happens in the Soul Spa. Let Robin Alexis and Soul Spa members help you move from breakdowns to the miracle of breakthroughs. As you participate in the Robin Alexis online Soul Spa, you will liberate yourself and feel worthy of living a happy life again. Visit robinalexis.com for more details on the special offer of a reading with Robin and a 1 year's membership to the Soul Spa, or call 360-457-2993. Embrace your happiness now.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, Martha Norwalk, and sorry to say we're on the downside of this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's the second Sunday of the month, so it's a Martha and Robin Sunday, and that means Mount Shasta Mystic Robin Alexis is here. And we've been updating the Ping and Pong, my boys are back story. And we've gotten down to the last big lesson that's happened. So, Robin, you still there?
I am. I want to tell people, too, that we still have some specials available for those one-on-one readings.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, if they'd like to call 310-691-6357 or email us at robin@robinalexis.com, you can learn more about that special for $159.
Which is an excellent, excellent deal, because that's $50 off even the discounted Soul Spa member price. So even Soul Spa members can get a much less expensive
yes.
One-on-one reading, and boy, they are really worthwhile and
can change your life. So
360-691-6357 or Robin at robinalexis.com.
Actually, it's 310.
Did I say 310? I said 360, didn't I?
Yeah, this
that's
one is
that's
a cell
my
phone
area
here.
Code. That won't get to you. 310-691-6357. Hey,
yeah, stereo. Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and I was just thinking, too, that I know I dismissed that cougar so easily. We said he wanted to come back around me. I think that, just so you know, that I just told him on the break that I would discuss this with him further at another time, and then we would confirm with Robin, because maybe there's a way that he can come back around me, but not be a prize. I don't want a wild cougar on my property. Unless we can have, anyway, but maybe there's something we can work out, and I'm not sure what he wants to come back as, but.
Well, now you got the whale saying, me too, me too. So.
Well, I know I can't have whales on the property, so I don't think that's an issue, but I do believe, and that's how Mohawk the porcupine came to me as a cat, and one of the my spiritual understandings, and again, there are no absolutes, so this is not always, can be different because it's a free will choice zone. But my understanding is that when a soul vibration enters the earth plane, we come in the rock mineral kingdom, work our way through that, go through the plant kingdom, go through the animal kingdom, or, it's usually you start with the insect type up through the animal kingdom, then into the wild. It's a wildlife animal kingdom. And then the last stage before human incarnation is coming into the domestic plane of animals to get comfortable around the human energies and then into human form. Because if you remember when I told you the story last in September, the show with Robin, I told you when Mohawk came to me in that vision after his porcupine body was going to have to be euthanized, he said to me, I am ready to do a domestic lifetime and I would like to do it with you. So perhaps this cougar, perhaps these whales want to do a domestic lifetime. Who
well,
knows?
As soon as you said that, I saw the whale do like a fin up thing, and then I see the cougar with his tail straight up in the air, and if I understand correctly, that's communication from a cat that they're really happy.
Excuse me, that is a ruddy Abyssinian, if you want to know.
Aha!
Yeah.
Okay, so there it is. Boy, you're going to... Maybe you should become a breeder for these. You're going to have so many of them coming through.
That's not going to happen. And someone is going to have to send me a whole lot more money. I have the cat run and all of that, but oh my gosh, these ping and pong are already eating me out of house and home. And they aren't inexpensive to purchase either, these kids. So...
Well, maybe we can find the reincarnated whale and cougar into the Abyssinians' new homes for your listeners.
Well, okay. we'll see. I'm thinking of something else, but we better get on to this last lesson or we're going to run out of time. So we were all, everything seemed to be copacetic and everybody was healing. And then, and I don't know, this probably goes back a week and a half or so, in the last 2 weeks, Pong ends up, he starts crashing again, on and off. And he'll get better for a few, and then I'll go in to check on him, and he's like, crashed. And it's like, he feels so frail to me, like he could expire at any moment. And he's starting to get congested again, and that respiratory, that virus is starting to take hold again. And so I would wand him, I'd do Reiki, I'd do healing, I'd call up Robin, I'd ask her to do healing, I'd email Krista and Rhonda and say, send energy and all, and then he'd come out of it, and he'd be okay, and then he'd do it again, and this was going on and off. And when I asked Robin to tune into it when he was in one of these episodes of crashing, Robin, you described it the best because you said it feels to me like he is energetically fragile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it was like. That's what it felt like. And, okay, so that was going on and off, on and off. And then it was like a Thursday. It wasn't last Thursday. I think it was a week ago Thursday. I'm starting to feel like I don't want to call the cat, because I was calling them Ping Scooty and Pong Jilpy. That's what I was calling them. And I'm feeling like I don't want to call them. I don't want to call them that anymore. I want to call them Ping and Pong. It's like it's time for them to have their new names. And that's kind of the feeling that I'm getting. And actually, on that Thursday afternoon, I actually sit with Ping, who was Ping Scooty, and we're having one of our little love fests, you know, and he's motoring and bumping and rubbing and all that. And I'm loving on him, and I get some tears, and I'm telling him how much I love him, and how I'm so glad that he's back and all of that. But that I have this discussion with him that I feel like it's time for him to really integrate as Ping and to live the life he came to live as Ping. And that from now on I was going to call him Ping. And so that Thursday evening I was working with both Ping and Pong, and I was working at getting them to respond to their new names, Ping and Pong, and getting them to respond to that. Because they were actually responding better to, you know, when I said Scooty or Jopes. So Ping and Pong. Well, then wouldn't you know, Friday I checked my email and there's an email from Krista. And Krista says, gosh, I got information this morning in my meditation about Ping and Pong. She said, and it was kind of fuzzy, but so I'm not sure, you know, I don't know if it's going to resonate or not. But what I got in my email and my meditation was this. And what she said was, like, it's time to let go of them being Scooty and Jopy and their previous lifetimes. It's by holding on to the previous lifetimes, they are not free to be who they came to be in this lifetime. And she got all this information about, you know, that when we come reincarnate, we come back into a new lifetime. And with a different soul purposes and whatever, and that it's really important to focus on being who you came to be now, and to let go of who they were then so they could be free to be. Well, at that point, I'm going, So the first thing I had to do was have a check on me, because, you know, we're hardest on ourselves. So the first thing I wanted to do was beat me up. So I'm thinking, oh gosh, I must be the problem because I'm holding on to who they were and not letting them be who they would be now. And so I went into that energy and kind of looked at all of that. And what I realized was kind of, you know, what I told you earlier in the show, I'm in awe of the similarities and the little behaviors that they're as same, and the personality traits that were there before that are coming through now. But what I realized was the bottom line. This may not have been the case if I had been a human mother years ago, but if I were a human mother now and brought a child into this world or adopted a child, there is no way I would be a stage mom sort of person. I would want that child, I would want to support them in growing up to be whoever they came to be in this lifetime. You know, I've grown to that point. And I realized it's the same with my cat friends and, you know, my cat kids, that I want them to be whoever they are now. And the bottom line is that it wouldn't make one iota of difference if I had any idea who these souls were, if I ever knew them before or not. I am so ass over tea kettle and love with these two little boys that it doesn't matter to me who they are, what they are. I totally in love and completely accept them for whoever they want to be in this lifetime. So I realized, okay, it's not me. So then I went back and sat with Jopy, you know, Jopy Pong, and started talking to him, because he was one in, because that Friday morning I had gotten up, Jilpy was in one of those energetically fragile states again. He crashed again. I felt like he could expire at any moment, and the virus was coming back. So I had just done 2 hours of healing on him, then I got Krista's email. So then I went back in to work with him and talking with him, and I couldn't talk to Rob Robin during this process, because you were back east. You were on vacation, Robin, through all of this. So Robin and I didn't have any contact during this, but she confirmed it all when she got back. But at any rate, when I tuned into Jilpy and I started talking to him about this, I picked him up and I started loving on him, and I said, and the words that came out of my mouth were something along the lines of, all right, it is time for you to be Pong and who you came to be in this lifetime, and you are to be Pong and nobody other than Pong. And I want you to, this just fell out of my mouth. I said, I want you to knock off this galactic warrior ninja stuff and stay in your body and be Pong. Well, he started buzzing and motoring and bumping and rubbing, and he was getting stronger and stronger, and he was obviously like, this was really working for him. Well, then when I was communicating with him, what he reminded me of was that when he was in Jilpy's body, he told me, and he also told Robin before he ever passed away, that he was being called to a higher calling and he had to leave this body prematurely and he was going to die because he had work to do outside of the body. Now, we never went into any great deal, detail with him, because this is just too much. I didn't need to know. But so that's when he got the weird disease and then the bladder tumor and all of that, and he ended up passing. And then sometime after he had passed, he told me and he told Robin that mission accomplished, that he had did what he needed to do. But when he first came back in, when we first had Ping and Pong, I remember, Robin, we did pick up on something that he was having a little trouble being in the body.
Yes.
Because he was so used to working outside of the body. Well, then, so anyway, I'm having this discussion with him, and he's telling me all of this, and so that's when I said, It's time for you to give up the work that Jilpy was doing outside of the body. Someone else can be, the galactic ninja cat warrior out there, and someone else will pick up the ball there. You get to be Pong now, because you've chosen to be Pong and be in this body. You need to be Pong and stay in this body. So, and the bigger picture that I was getting is that, I was also thinking, how many of us in human form get hooked into who we were in past lives and doing past life regressions and wanting to know this and that and all of that kind of stuff? Well, the masters told me years ago, if you deal with what's on your plate right now in this lifetime and you deal with your stuff now and balance and heal your stuff now, you heal everything you brought with you. And the important thing is to be here now, be who you are in and who you came to be in this lifetime. And it was like, whoa. Well, anyway, Jilpy said, yep, okay, I'm Pong. And do you know, since that day, that was a week ago Friday, he has not had any of those energetically fragile incidents. He has been healing and getting better and better and better. And I think that we're almost out of the woods with all of this stuff. We had a little bit of a scare yesterday in the cat run, because he climbed straight up the wall to the top of the cat run and then fell. So we're designing, and I'm actually going to meet Scotty at Lowe's on the way home, because we're going to put a perimeter rim loft in the cat run so that they can get up above in the cat run but be safe and not fall off.
Wow.
But anyway, so what a lesson is this? Be in your body now and live this lifetime.
Well, I think that's a very, very important insight to discuss, Martha, because you and I have talked so much about our own past lives and how we've known each other and other incarnations and whatnot. And it is very challenging when you're aware of your soul story to not go back into it and to stay present. So I did find that the most powerful lesson that we've been learning through your animals is just be here now.
Yeah. Yeah, and also in the other lesson that, you know, that dovetails with this is that even though, yes, it's only the physical body that dies, the soul is eternal, and yes, you can come back and all of that, you know, I wouldn't be saying, oh, okay, I can let go of this lifetime because I can just come back again. It's not the same. It's a new lifetime. It's a different lifetime. And you've got to be grateful and appreciate what you have now and live this one to the very fullest.
The whale is coming back in, Martha, and that was the exact thing that the whale said at the very beginning of your show.
Remind me?
Reminding us to really appreciate what we have in the moment.
Right. Okay.
Because in the future, you may look back on it and go, oh, wow, you know, I'm never going to get that back again. So, yes, life is eternal, but that experience of life is going to change. So savor it now.
We have another lesson because it goes to Gary and his what's going
yes.
on in his life right now and his kids growing up. How many
yes.
fathers are out there working so hard to thinking they're earning a living to take care of their family and they miss their kids' childhood? You can't get that back.
I'm hearing bingo. That's exactly the message of the whale. And how interesting that it dovetails.
All right, Gary, so this involves you too.
Yeah.
You're doing the right thing. We're going to let you go with love so that you can be there for your little ping and pong. Only
every
you've got a little
house.
Girl in boy suits.
Right.
You've got, a little Baker. We haven't talked about Baker at all. And of course, Finley. So your little, how old is Finley now?
Four,
and Baker is?
Just turned one.
Yeah, aww. See, so you need your Sundays to be home with your kids. So once you're out of here, let's not be filling up those Sundays with something else. That's kid time.
Okay. I don't think that'll be a problem.
Good. So these rainy Sundays, you'll be able to stay with them. So, wow, well that's quite a lot of lessons for one day on the air here, Robin.
Well, yes, and I have to tell you that for the past 45 minutes, I have been hearing and seeing your mother typing in my third eye.
Oh.
And she's just really, really strongly encouraging you to write your books about these experiences with the animals and all these soulful teachings.
Oh, thanks, Mom.
Can you feel her smiling at you?
Yeah.
Talk about the sunshine coming your way. It's not coming from Mount Shasta. It's coming from your mom to you.
It
your
is
heart
brighter
is glowing.
Outside. Yeah.
Mm.
Great lesson. Speaking of that, though, I have an uncle that has been getting ready to cross. I wonder, I haven't tuned in with that. My Uncle Bruce. I haven't heard from the family. I know he's been in hospice for the last week.
Oh, his energy feels kind of tangled up to me.
Oh, is this little Baker?
Yeah.
Gary just handed me his phone.
The neighborhood cat.
And he's got a cat butt in his face.
Yeah.
How cute
is that? Oh, my gosh.
I like that one in particular.
Oh, that's so cute. He's petting this cat, and it's this big old cat. Maybe we're going to have a cutest cat butt again. We did at Como. We had the cutest cat butt contest because Scooty started that one. Or Buzz, yeah, Scooty started that one. He did have the cutest cat butt. That little Abyssinian tail straight up in the air with a little question. God, that's
too cute.
Oh, that's
funny.
Is
that's
he
what
a
the
redhead?
Showed me.
He looks like a redhead.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see, we are connected. I was a redhead once when I was, I'm a grayhead now, but a strawberry blonde is what I grew into.
Aw.
Yeah. Well, gosh, we are just about out of time, but Robin, I want to thank you so much for spending another Sunday with us here on Animal World. You will be live on the air this Wednesday again. Mystic Radio is noon to 1 o'clock, correct?
Yes, and I want to remind people they've got 3 minutes to give us a call at 310-691-6357. We do have a couple of those specials left, so I hope people will call and book themselves a one-on-one phone session.
Yeah, with Robin, $159, that is a heck of a deal, and you will be very pleased that you did. You can also email robin@robinalexis.com, but you better do it very, very quickly. And one more time, what's that phone number?
310-691-6357.
And we're out of time, but Robin, there are some other things I want to chat with you about, so maybe I'll give you a call a little later. Are your soul spa people still in town, or have they headed
home?
They are.
So there will have to be some flexibility on how you and I chit-chat, maybe. It'll have to end up being tomorrow for strong conversation.
All right. Well, hopefully we can connect sometime soon. But thank you so much for spending your Sunday here, and give them both hugs for me.
Oh, thank you.
And Bob, too. We'll look forward to next month. And then next week, Soul Spa members Dee and Willa from the high desert of Arizona will be with us. And we're going to open the phone lines and talk about animals. And we'll catch up with the winds and the rains down in the desert. But they've got some great animal stories, and we'll open the phone lines for you guys as well. So I hope you will join us for that. And then remember, we've got the ladies are moving into the studio. Stay tuned for a live edition of A Psychic Speaks. And they rely on your phone calls, folks. So call in and get your readings from all the lovely ladies from A Psychic Speaks. And Gary, thank you so much. See you next week. And I'm off to start the creation of the rim loft and the higher additions in my cat run. So can't wait to tell you about that. All right. Let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your heart, and share your love with all living things. And I'll talk to you again next week.